Chemotherapy. The main treatment for myeloma is chemotherapy. This is the use of drugs to kill or control the myeloma cells in your bone marrow. Depending on your hospital, your chemotherapy will be supervised by your hematologist or a medical oncologist. This is a doctor who specializes in chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is not a cure for myeloma, but aims to bring about a remission. This is when the symptoms of myeloma disappear and your bone marrow recovers. The chemotherapy drugs can be given as tablets or capsules or injected into a vein intravenously. The most commonly used oral drugs are melphalan or cyclophosphamide. Those given by vein include vincristine and doxorubicin. In general, the oral drugs have less side effects than those given into a vein. The chemotherapy drugs are usually combined with steroids, for example, prednisolone or dexamethasone. In some cases, a combination of drugs can be given. Sometimes oral tablets are given to older patients and drugs into a vein to younger patients, depending on your general health. Most of the oral treatments can be taken at home. The following are some common chemotherapy combinations: melphalan tablets and prednisone steroid tablets. This is given for 4 to 5 days every 4 to 6 weeks. This is a mild treatment which does not usually cause hair loss or much nausea. The other treatment is vincristine, adriamycin and dexamethasone, known as VAD. This chemotherapy is usually given through a central line in a hospital day ward or as an inpatient for a few days. Idarubicin and dexamethasone. This is another tablet combination that can be given as an outpatient. Usually you receive one or more chemotherapy drugs for a few days every 3 to 4 weeks, followed by a rest period. This is called a cycle. You may receive between 6 and 8 cycles of chemotherapy, or less sometimes. After about 4 cycles of chemotherapy, your doctor should have a good idea if you are responding to the drugs or not. During this time, you will have regular blood tests to check the effects of the drugs. Depending on the results of your blood tests, sometimes the dosage of your drugs may be changed. If you are not tolerating the drugs well, the drugs or dosage may be changed. The most common way to give chemotherapy is through a drip placed in a vein in your arm or by a central line. A central line is a long, fine plastic tube put into a large vein in your chest. Blood samples can also be taken from the line or stem cells returned to your blood. The most common types of central lines are Hickman. In some cases, the tube may be first placed in a vein in your arm or leg and then threaded so that the tip lies in one of the large veins in your chest. This is called a peripherally inserted central catheter, PIC. If you would like more information about central lines, a video is available from the Irish Cancer Society. A free booklet called Understanding Chemotherapy is also available. Contact the National Cancer Helpline on 1800 200 700 if you would like a copy of either of these.